Good morning. Today, I'd like to finish up, if we can, the Hakdamah to the subject of Tarubos. We mentioned yesterday that, again, a Tarubos means a mixture of Issa the Heter. We'll discuss the different types of mixtures. There's Min Bimino. Min Bimino means when the kosher items and the non-kosher items are the exact same. They have the exact same taste. Let's say a few pieces of steak. Some of the pieces of steak are Bsar Shchuta, and some of the pieces of steak are bizarre nevela and so on. So there's nothing discernible in terms of the taste. That's called a mixture of a min bimino. Min b'shein amino means when you have two different items where there's transference of flavor. We mentioned, I think, there's transference of flavor even by min bimino from one item to the other, but it's not discernible, right? Because it's the same flavor. But min b'shein amino means there's transference of flavor that there is discernible one impacting the other because of two different flavors in the mixture. We also distinguish between lach belach. Lach belach means when you have, basically it means when the mixture becomes one big conglomerate, right? When you have, let's say I gave an example of a yayin, kosher one and non-kosher one, just mixed together into one issue. Or even if it's, if there's something that's yovesh, let's say rice that has gravy from non-kosher meats. Again, it becomes one item. You can't separate them. That's lach belach. And yovesh b'yovesh means when you have a mixture where the davar also remains separate from the davar mutter. They may be together on the same plate, but they're not mixed together into one entity. Okay, so we made those distinctions, and we mentioned at the end when you have a tarovus of yovish b'yovish, so we know that for many purposes, we assume, based on the passing this week's Sedron, Parshas Mishpatim, Acher Ram Lahatos, in Perakov Gimel of Shmos Pasuk Beis. So as Lina, we follow the Rove, right? That's a principle that's applied in many areas of Halacha. But as Lina Basa Ruba, discussion in the first parak of Chulam we mentioned yesterday as to what the exact mokor for that concept is, or not that that is a mokor. The questions that cover all kinds of Rove. We mentioned the year, but it's not exactly the case of a Tarova is not exactly similar to Rove in other cases. Rove in other cases, we don't necessarily know that there's definitely something also. Let's say the classic case of Teisha Chanuyos. We have nine kosher stores and one non-kosher store, and the piece of meat that's found in a bag, it's not clear which store it came from, so we can rely. We don't know for sure that it's a suffix here. We don't know for sure there's a Davrosa. There's a suffix here. Okay, so then we say that the Rove is Machria, and the Rove tells us you can rely on the Rove and say that this came from one of the kosher butcher stores. That's called the Ruba de Issa come on. We mentioned Ruba de Lesser come on. Ruba de Lesser come on. Let's say that Rove behemoths are ksheros and so on, that they're not treifus inside. Most animals don't have life-threatening punctures and holes and so on and so forth. Or Rove Mitzunis Shechita Mumchehem, which was the subject there in the first Berak of Chulin. Anyway, that's called Ruba de Lesser come on. But this is a different type of Rove because in a regular case where we apply Rove, there might not be any Isser, right? There might not be anything Isser. We don't know. There's a suffix. There may not be anything also. Here, we're talking about a tarovus, so there definitely is something also, right? There's no doubt that there's something also, but it's mixed together or it comes together. And the question is what the marker for that type of robe is. But in any event, that's what we discussed yesterday. We mentioned at the end, the Shita of the Rosh, who says in Parag Zion, Pasuk Lamed Zion, not Pasuk, I mean Simon Lamed Zion, when you have a certain type of a mixture of yovish biyovish, so the halach is, let's say I have three pieces of steak. Okay, now you know you can't tell one of you know comes from a non kosher, let's say from an animal that was not shechtus with nevela, the other two are from a ksheri. You just don't know which of which, it somehow got mixed up. Right, somebody brought into the house non kosher steak, a housekeeper or something like that, and they got mixed up on the same plate with two kosher pieces of steak that you bought from the kosher butcher store. So now you can't tell the difference because they taste the same, they look the same. Just one is kosher, one is non-kosher. So the halach is, we're going to say over there, that's bottom rove, that's a kula. Yavish b'yavish, it's min b'mino, right? It's min b'mino, and it's bottom rove. The question is, how does that work? So the Rosh, I didn't show you the Rosh, but it's in the source. We'll get back to it in a moment. So it's source 42. Okay, the Rosh has the expression over there in Chulin, Perek Zayin, Simen Lamed Zayin. He says, "Exeris hakosav," right? I mean, it's a pasuk in our sedra. Acher am lahatos hilchoch chad betray botav a nepach isur lios heter. Okay, nepach isur lios heter. You're allowed to follow the rove and the usher. It's a strange concept, but the piece of steak that's from a besar nevela that is besar nevela is nepach lios. It becomes mutter, and the Rosh goes so far. We saw Tosas in the Supik about it. Tosas says Shema. It was at the Tosas again in source. It's source 20, Tosafot Chul and Kuf Amud Aleph, Dibur Masechta Ber Yoshani, The Rosh says that in the Tosfot it says, "Dover she'eino lo beri v'lo chaticha." Again, we had the Mishnah which talked about gid hanoshe mixed with the yerech, or talked about gid hanoshe mixed with other gidim, and the Mishnah went on to say the same thing is true about pieces of fish or piece of meat. So the Gemara says, why can't you rely on Rove in that case? It was, well, the gid hanoshe case was a beria, and the chaticha case was chaticha is gabit. Okay, but those were exceptional situations. But in an ordinary situation, that's what Tosa says in source 20, dover she'eino lo beria v'lo chaticha is gabit, doesn't have any of those exceptional rules, then it's bottle of Rove. And Aphilius of Rabbanon, like we saw, it's a machlokas. Also, not even this of Rabbanon, okay? Umiu shema lechad gavra haya aser. But Tosa says maybe one person shouldn't eat all of them. The Rosh, however, has no such misgivings. The Rosh, back in 24, Perek Zayin, Simon Lamed Zayin, here in Chulin, the Rosh writes, no, the Rosh shemutu leochlan kachas. One person can eat all three pieces of steak. You know, take all three pieces of meat and put it in one sandwich. And eat it together at the same time, the same person. You know that one of the pieces is a treif, one of the pieces is not treif, but it's in the vela. How could it be? So that's the Rosh, again, what he says later on, which I printed in 41, that Nepa Chaiser, Leo Seter, sounds like magic, but somehow it becomes also, it's not magic, it's the Rosh says, Xeris HaKosov. That's Acharam Lahatos. Okay, and again, it's a very different type of rove, okay? Because we're saying here that the rove somehow works not just in machriya sofek, but the rove can transfer the usher piece of meat into a kosher piece of meat. So I'd like to look today a little bit at the beginning. How does that work? Okay, how does that work? What do you mean? That question. Yeah.
That's a question. So the regular rove, which is not napkah, is also learned after machriya rove and machriyos, right?
Yeah.
So the rush. So ideally, you'd want to learn, let's say, only one halakha from pasuk, and if you have an option to learn two different, like if you could teach it as just being a normal Acher Rav Mahatos without Napah, I'm sure that the Rosh would have preferred to do that. So the Rosh,
yeah, especially that, it's a good question, especially since the Gemara the Chulin is not our topic number, especially the Gemara the Chulin is not even sure you can learn not the Gemara. The Gemara learns Rubid Isa Kamon from Acher Rav Mahatos. There's a question, what about Rubid Leisa Kamon? Some say it's Halacha Moshe Sinai. So you're right, but again, you know, it's a broader understanding. That's how the Rosh. There's a broader understanding of Acharav Lahatos that it's even this type of rove. It's a point. But we'll now try, and segue into what I'm trying to say now, what is the nature of this? How does that work? In other words, where do we see such a concept that the rove can not only be machriya sofek, the rove can even in a certain sense eliminate an issur, right? I mean, in fact, you're asking maybe should we learn from someplace else? Okay, but it's a broader application, and we'll see in a moment that in fact that in fact there could be a precedent for it, and that's based on something that Reb Chaim writes in the Chidushim. Okay, the Chidush Agrach. That's not Reb Chaim and the Rambam. The Chidush Agrach. They used to. I think I mentioned in the past, they call it the stencil. Okay. And that, now it's printed regularly. You know, you can get it there, I think, in one volume, the Chidush HaGrach, the Greece, whatever. They used to call it the Chidush HaGrach. It's a stencil, meaning, I told you, it's a stencil is an English word that has been kept alive by the Briskis. Because when I was a kid, you used to get, when I went to elementary school, even in high school, you'd get these papers, the Rebbe would make up sheets or whatever. The runoff was called the mimeograph machine. You know, how to write on a certain type of paper, and it would put on the thing, would run off many copies. And, you know, again, today it's not done. You print in a computer, it's not an issue. But a stencil also meant we can trace letters. You ever see those little kids? They have that's also called the stencil. We don't do it today either because you can print everything nicely. But anyhow, so the Briskers were always nervous about publishing, and they didn't want to publish things without going over it many times or whatever. But the Talmidim had notes, and they got out of the sort of quote of the ban on publishing by publishing and printing in this fashion. It wasn't regular type of printing. It wasn't, you know, regular publishing. It was a so-called stencil. Anyway, and now they're less worried about it. But so they have a chedush agrach. So it's a sugin baba kama daf chav zayin amid beis. Okay, that's where the Reb Chaim is. I look in 26. Bedin ein holchen mamon acharov. That's the sugin there baba kama daf chav zayin. That ein holchen be mamon acharov. Many areas of dinei mamon is we don't follow the rove. Okay, that's a principle in Ochel Mamon Acharov. So Tosa, again, we don't need to go into the background, you've come across this, I'm sure. Okay, in Ochel Mamon Acharov. So Tosa is there in Baba Kama Chavzan and Beis. Let's look at that for a second in Source 25. Tosa asks, you know, Tema, to Diva Vassal Kamash on the in Ochel Mamon Acharov. Tema, my Tema, in Ochel, what do you mean? Why not? Lazy, Bekaba Chavzan, Din and Foshes. Even by Din and Foshes, we go by the role. We have a Bezdin, makes a decision. Okay, a bezin for a capital offense, you have a bezin of 23. So it doesn't have to be 23 nothing in order to convict. You have to have, it can't be a one man robe. It can't be a 12-11 robe. But if it's 13-10 or 16-7 like that, something like that, so then we convict the person, even a capital offense. Dinin fashis. Dinin fashis. It tells what do you mean? Ain't hochen moman acha robe. We even have by dinin fashis, we go acha robe. Okay, and anyway, the, and that's the Tosis kasha. And we point out, I mean, even by dinin momonis, we'll follow the robe in bezin. Right, the Bez will make a decision at 2-1, so we'll follow. But anyway, that's Tosus Kasha. Okay, again, that's the local issue there in Baba Kamachov Zion Rebez. Taimo, Matam, Enoch, and Lazy Kamachom, and then Foshes, can prepare Hedron, Hedron, and so on. Okay, so Tosus answers, relevant to us, Tosus Yeshlomar, the Hosom Gabe Dayanim, Shiny, the Choshev Miut, did who? Kimi She'eno. Okay, Kimi, the Tosus gives it there, doesn't fully explain it. But Tosus says, when it comes to a case of Dayanim, even by a Din of Fush case, even in a Din of Momonos case, even though in Alchon Momon HaRob will follow the robe of the Bezdin and make a monetary decision also, but that's because, language of Tosus, the Hosom Gabe Dayanim Shiny, the Choshev Miut Didhu, that Miut is Kemi She'eno. It's like it doesn't exist. So you have a Bezdin of 23, and they vote 16-7, Lamashal, to convict. The other seven, it's like Kemi, it's like they don't exist. It's like they don't exist. So Chaim elaborates on this Ram. Again, it's a Chidusha Agrach, but we're coming from Zion Bay. So it's 26. Okay? So Chaim says that the question comes up. Look at the beginning. So he quotes the Tomim and others. Hikshu, they ask, okay, what do you mean? Okay? Maishna midayonim demahani ruba gamba moment. But by the Tomim asks, what do you mean? Ain hochen moman acharov? In a Bezdin case that involves Dinah Mominus, we do follow the rove. Okay, so that's the question that the Tum and others ask. Okay, in fact, this is a point. I mean, the Gemara in Chulin, all right, the Daf Yud, Daf Yud Aleph, the Gemara learned, you know, one of the ways we learn that Azlinam Basaruba is from Dayanim. That's what we learned. So what do you mean? Right, that's the whole problem with this Ein Ochel Momon Acharov. What do you mean? That's one of the sources for following the rove. Okay, and then Acharam Lahatos and so on. So Chayim to Nireh, 26, second paragraph. The Hinei B'Tosus, talks about that Tosus. You don't ask Kamashal on Chavzam and Beis. Kshu, Eich Mahani Arov Dan Momon, Ha Ein Ochel Momon Acharov, right? The Tits, the Shiny Ruba, the Dayanim, the Choshev Mi'at Didhu, Kimi She'eno. What does that mean? So Chayim explains as follows. Nireh Divrayim, Avir Divrayim Nireh. When we talk about rove, there are two different types or two different applications, so to speak, of rove. I mean, Aaron, your question maybe should come from different psukim. Okay, but good. But there are two different types of rove. Aleph, shul mevarer umachria es hasafik. Like we said, the rove is mevarer hasafik. Like we call a halech achar harov, or as linon bosa ruba. Okay, it's mevarer the safik. Okay. That's where there is a suffix. So the rove can sometimes tell us how to pass in the suffix. Bays, the midi de lo shayach klal suffix. When there is no suffix, kagon, b'shchitas simonim. What is shchitas simonim? When you shecht the animals, you have to shecht the con innovation. You have to shecht the food pipe and wind pipe. What is it? The trachea and the esophagus, right? That's what you have to shecht. Now, loch is, if you shechted rove, I mean, it's pretty hard not to, when you, you know, pull the knife, not to cut the whole thing, but okay, you get the suga in the beginning of Chulin, and then the beginning of you know, in Hilchos Shechita. But in any event, as long as you shecht the rove of the kana and the rove of the ship, even if you didn't slice through the whole thing, that's okay. Okay, the kaimalon rubo kikulo. That expression, that's also didn't rove. Rubo kikulo. Even though you're supposed to shecht the whole kana, the whole vesh, you're supposed to shecht both the food pipe and the wind pipe, okay, completely. But if you shecht it rove, it's good enough. Rove of each. Shecht it rove of each, it's good enough. Okay, that's the halacha. That's based on rubo kikulo. You know other cases in rubo kikulo. Let's have Pesach, have to drink arba kosos. Right? So it's doing four cups of wine. So we pass, even though you're supposed to drink the whole cup for each of the arba kosos, rubo kikulo, you drink rove kosos, is also good enough. Right? Rove kosos is also good enough. That's rubo kikulo. So look what he writes. Continues, Chaim. B'chein b'taroves lach b'lach. The bottom ruba, okay. That's where a tarov of lach belach, okay. Kosher wine, non-kosher wine. Or the case before, I had the rice and gravy, whatever. That's lach belach. Bottom ruba. Afal gav, there ain't no suffik klal. There's no suffik here, okay. the Pshitalon, or the case of the Simonim. Pshitalon del Nechtechu Miut Simonim. You can see that he did a Miut of the Miut of the Veshet. You know, the Trachean esophagus were not cut. You can see it, okay? For sure, okay? Nevertheless, it's good. So, Esum Chaim, L'chora Tamua. Heichan Matzino Mokor L'rov Kazin. Where is this? What do you mean, Rubo Kikulo? You have to shech the pipes. You have to shech the two pipes. They're entire. What do you mean, Rubo Kikulo? You have to drink a full cup of wine for the Arba Kosa. You have to drink a full cup. What do you mean, Rubo Kikulo? Where's the mokor for that? That's a Chaim Esum. L'chora Tamua. Heichan Matzino Mokor L'rov Kazin. So, right, it's a good question. So he says, okay, again, the overriding principle, the overriding pasuk is the pasuk Hermish Padmachar Lahatos. Vishom Motzinu Shnei Dinin Mifrodim, Val Shneim Chal Din Echod Yalfir Machar Rab Lahatos, Aftin Yoneim Mifrodim Hemu. Okay, these different applications of Rov are both learned, the quantum are both learned from Achram Lahatos, the Hine. For a monetary case in Bezin, you need 3 dayanim. For a capital offense case, you need 23. One second. You have to have a Bezin of 3 has to rule, either he owes or he doesn't owe in a momentous case. Or a Bezin of 23 has to rule in a capital case, he's either guilty or he's innocent. Okay? What do you mean? If you don't have unanimity, Lamaisa, the Bezdin of 3, a Bezdin of 3 did not rule in the case of Mamonos. If it was 2-1, the Bezdin of 3 did not rule that this guy owes him $1,000, whatever the case is. Okay? If you have a vote of 16-7 in a capital case, you don't have a 23-man Bezdin voted to convict the guy. Right? Ha-chosim, meaning that's an head of a-chosim, is by a dayonim. Ba-filu yehida adam ha-mitas o-karov. Even if the din is by the road, we call mokom hare hamiyu to karmi lehefech enem yodem adin. Let's say the din is that he's guilty, right? The halacha indicates that he's guilty. I mean, 7 dayanim voted against the halacha, right? They didn't know. They didn't know the din, right? They didn't understand the din. They didn't apply the din properly, right? So they don't know the din. Enem mor, not paskin properly. Therefore, hare chos their minyan shall abezdin. So if the vote is 16-7, Lemoshel. So that means a Bezin of 23 did not convict. Okay, only 16 did. Okay. Elamai. Apparently, the miut becomes the rove. Okay? The miut becomes the rove. Elavad Pshita, the cave on the Xeris Akosov, the mean a kach bekach, Sanhedrin, Gam din Achrav Hatos Yeshlam, Im Kain al Korchok the Yeshlam Tsif, Vikulam Yachad. Gomrim Esadin. Okay, you put together the fact that you need a Bezin of 23 in the capital case. Okay, and the fact of Acharam Lahatos, then it's viewed as if all 23 voted to convict. Since it was a 16-7 decision, or 15-8, whatever numbers you want, as long as it wasn't 12-11, but it was a 20-3, whatever it is. Okay, it's viewed as if all 23 were Gomrim Esadin. Alkanamina Bahakruba Kikula. That's Ruba Kekula. Rove with the Bezdin voted this way. Then it's like Kula. Rafal Gav, Vim Kain, Hara Ika Kvar Ko Minyan HaSanhedrin. You know what the Rams Kiddush is? Basically, in the Supreme Court, I don't know if they have it in all law cases, but in the Supreme Court, they have a decision. So let's say it's 5-4. Somebody writes a dissenting opinion. You know what I'm talking about in American law? Right? You'll have a Supreme Court on a decision, and it's 5-4. In favor of it. So someone will write the decision and someone will write the dissenting. One of the judges who voted the other way will write the dissenting opinion. Basically, what Reb Chaim is saying is there is no such thing as a dissenting opinion. Once the vote has taken place, there is no dissenting. You also know the din, by the way, that, one of the dying who voted the other way, not allowed to tell the litigant, I want you to know, I voted your way, but what can I do? I was outnumbered, right? You can't do that because I'm not saying it's the same reason. But conceptually, it's the same idea because you don't exist. Well, that dissenting opinion doesn't exist. Once you had a vote, so then in the language of Chaim, there's a tziruf, yeshlem tziruf, kulam kiyah biyachad, gomres hadin. Okay? And look at his lotion at the very end of what I printed in 26. The hamiut nishapech kimo harov, the nasek Harov, the Miut, the seven, again, this is the example I gave, the 16-7 vote, the seven other people who voted the other way, they become like the Rove. They join up the Rove, and it was 23-9 again. You hear? So Chaim said, that's the concept of Rubik. It's a different, that's Rubik Kikulo. The Ruby, you drink most of the cup, it's as if you drank the entire cup. You shechted most of the simon, it's as if you shechted the entire simon. That's a different application or extended application of it's not us, as linen bosa ruba, or halecha haparo, but rather Chaim said, look back at Bayes, me did the little shy, chal says, oh, suffix. In the Bez, there's no suffix. You can see 18 people voted this way and seven people voted the other way, but lemaisa, la halacha, it's viewed as if the dissenting opinion disappeared and they don't exist, even though they voted that way. At the end, it was 23-0. Okay, or 3-0 in the case of a regular. Yeah.
So it sounds more like the, let's say, the Russian version of Nefesh Hashem Leo Tetzer rather than Halacha Farov. Or Rubik Kikula, meaning about, like, when you drink Rove Kos on Pesach, we don't say that the, since now Rove of the cup is empty, and we say Nefesh the Yayin that's left in the cup to be Kiel with not there.
Okay, you can be Michalak like that. But again, it's Rubo Kikulo in the sense of the, the mir becomes like the rove; it becomes kulo. Again, Reb Chaim didn't give the example of the kos. I did. Okay, the example of the simon. He says, but I think it's similar, right? The simon in the behema, right? It's like that. It's like the point is, it's like the mir doesn't exist halachically. That's the point. Yeah.
Yeah, but Aaron, it would be that it's not mevutel to the empty cup; it's mevutel to the wine that was drunken.
Right. It's as if it doesn't exist. That's what I'm saying. It's as if it no longer. I had a little bit left. We don't, again. You don't want to accept the extension to Rubik Kolon Kos. Again, Reb Chaim didn't say it, so that was my own addition, just because something we're maybe more familiar with.
I think could say it to the Kos, because Aaron. I mean, why can't you just say that it's mevutel to the wine that was drunken?
I think it is. I do. But I, yeah. I'm just saying, if you don't want to accept it, you don't have to accept it for me. You know, Reb Chaim doesn't give an example. Maybe. Deliberately didn't give that example, but I think it works. Hey, man, the point of Chaim said, now you understand, maybe we can apply this to the Rosh and say that's exactly what I'm saying. Nepach, it's not magic. That's the halacha of Achamah. It's like it doesn't exist. It's like the Isra has disappeared. And whatever the Rove is, that's what this is. It's just like those Dayanim, as if they disappeared. Those other seven Dayanim disappeared. Now they become, so to speak, attached to the Rove. So you now have a full Sanhedrin of 23 voting to convict or to acquit or whatever whatever. I mean, I forget about whether it's unanimous. I don't talk about that either right now, but you get what I'm saying. Okay, that's the Reb Chaim. All right, now, I do want to point out that not everybody agrees with this principle that the Rosh said, that one person, according to the Rosh, one person can eat all three pieces of that meat in the same setting, the same sandwich, or whatever. Okay, not everybody agrees that is what I want to point out now. To go back, I want to hear the Chaim. Okay, so go over it and see, but you'll see that it fits in. Okay, so but again, not everybody agrees with that Rosh. Okay, LaMarshall, the Rashbo. Okay, the Rashbo in the. The Rashbo, both in the Bayis HaKotzer and the Bayis Rosh, and the Bayis HaKotzer, Bayis Dal Shar Aleph 27. Okay. First, he writes, V'chein chol sharis yovish b'yovish b'teila l'chad b'sh b'toch shayim v'afil isha shal devreim ein kan. Remember that focus we had yesterday. That's what Tos says, what the Ran says, but the Ran quoted the Ravid, who says the other way. There is an issue of the Rabbanon, and we posited the Rambam's degree, also like the Ravid, but the Rov of the Rishonim, we saw that yesterday, right? So that's what the Rashbo says here at first. I feel this should show the very main con. Okay. I like Tosas and like the Rosh and so on. I like the Ran. All right. But then he says as follows. Vehikilu bedover zelofisha kol echod omeid ba'atzvo kol echod ba'atzvo. Vekevon shnis batla baro Torah ain't con iso shal Torah kish ochal ha'echod ani omer zel shal hefter b'chein b'kul. Says the Rashbo, what's when I pick up that piece of meat, three pieces of steak, two are Bessar Shkuta and one is Bessar in the Vela. Each one that I pick up, I say, well, this one's Mutter. Odds are, right, the robe is this one is Mutter. Omer Zel Shal Heter. Bechem Chulam. Ba'afil Ba'achronam. Because even the last one, I can say, well, I must have eaten the treif one before. I must have eaten the one before. So now I can go ahead and eat this one. right? I feel about Achron the Omer Masha Nechal Rishon who Yeshu is. So Kvar Halach is done. Bezeshal Heteru. Okay, Masha Ein came with Dvarim HaNivlolin. As we explained, the brother Rosh, you can't say the same thing when it's all one big conglomerate, right? When it's Balach Balach. Okay, but look what the Rosh Boy adds. Ulefichach Ein Ochlin Keechod. Rosh Boy says by Balach Balach, right? You're all mixed together. So he says, well, you can't do that and have one person eat all three at the same time. Because that's similar, it's one conglomerate. Okay, you're right, it's three distinct pieces of meat. But if I take these three pieces of meat and slap them down on a sandwich, okay, and I bite them and I eat them all at once, which the Rosh said you can do. Okay, the Rosh said you can do. The same person can eat all three at the same time. The Rosh Bo is not convinced. The Rosh Bo doesn't think that's right because that's like when you have the, it becomes more like one conglomerate. Okay, and therefore, you can't eat them together. And you cook them together and so on and so forth. But that's the Rashba. In the Bias HaKotz, the Bias Orach in 28, he says, you can eat each one by itself. Each one, I can say, well, this is not Osir. Then each one of them, you'll say, this is not the other one. And the odds are you're right. Okay, well, if we eat the last one, this one's not us. So one of the ones I ate before is us. I ate it already. Rosh Bo says you can eat each one by itself. The same person can eat each one, but not together. That's not like the Rosh. It's like, you know, when you're dealing with statistics, I'm not a mathematician, when you're dealing with statistics, I remember a few years ago in MBA, there was a, every year after, I guess next week, I'll have it, after the vacation, kids learn X number of hours, and then there's a raffle, whatever the prizes were. So a couple of years ago, you got X number of tickets, per hour, or whatever it was, they're all put in a big hat, and then someone comes in and puts out, wins some prizes or whatever. So I think there were five prizes at the time, and I, being an unbiased person, so I was called in by the Rebbe in charge. I should, they had a big bowl with all these tickets inside, and I was asked to pull out the winning ticket. So I, I had the kid's name on the back, whatever. So I, close my eyes, I reach in, I pull out. Okay, one of the five prizes. Okay, the Maaseh Shehayah Kachaya. The boy's now learning in the Y-based Medrash. I don't mention names, but he won the first three prizes. He had tickets or whatever. So he won the, and it looked like the fix was in. It looked like I was trying, but I really wasn't. It just, that's the way it came out. He, his ticket came out each time, So the three, five different bowls, whatever it was. And this kid won each time. Now, so afterwards, I remember one of the boys said, what are the odds? What are the odds of having... So I said, well, it depends when you ask the question. Okay, it depends when you ask the question. If you ask the question in advance, what are the odds of the same kid winning three times? So those are astronomical, what are the odds of the same kid winning three times? If you ask before each drawing, he has the same odds as anybody else. The fact that he won before doesn't change his odds now. Right, he has the same chance now as anybody else. Right, if you look at all, look one big in all three times, then it's a very very odds are very much against it. But each, if you hear what I'm saying, right, enough mathematics we can understand. Right, to understand each time he has the same odds as anybody else. So I'm saying it's a similar kind of thing over here. Each time you look at each piece of meat, each time the odds are that this is the kosher one. Even the third time, that's what Rosh Bo was saying. Even the third time, the odds are this. Your piece of meat, the one he ate before an hour and a half ago. That was the trade for. You hear what I'm saying? What are we doing?
Would he bring a korban chatas?
He would not bring korban chatas, I don't think. Because of that was because it. The Tosfos Rid brings up the korban chatas. I think the Rosh Bo said it would not, because each time you can say this would cause your meat. Interesting question. I'm not sure. Tosfos Rid will say it does bring. Okay, but. But because he says differently. I'm not sure about that. That requires some thought. He doesn't say it. Okay. I know when you're dealing with statistics, the old joke, not relevant now, but there was a guy who used to, whenever he traveled on an airplane, he always brought a gun with him. Okay. Because odds of there being two people on a plane with a gun is much, much higher than one. Well, you know, okay, and it doesn't change anything, obviously. All right, anyhow, so you have to be careful with statistics. But that's the Rosh Bor. The Tosas Rid in Baba Basra, Lamed Alvim is elsewhere. Tosas Rid in Baba Basra, Lamed Alvim is fine. Oh, Zion. Stay Kita Edom Achisha Zezeh. So he brings up our case, okay, and he mentions, he says, regarding the piece of meat, he says, "Ushlosha b'nei Adam nami mutar lechol shloshtam." Okay, there's no Hashem Tali in that case. Okay, v'afal pishlosh b'nei Adam mutar lechol shloshtam Adam echad achol shloshtam. He says, "Vichatos shari bebirur achol chaticha shel chelik." There's too much chelik over there. He adheres to the Tosfos Rid. Aaron says what you say. Okay, the Tosfos Rid says one person can't eat all three in the zecher zeh. And the Rosh Bor seemed to make it, okay, the ochel kol achas bifnei atzma, just not all at once. Bivas, like the Rosh seems to allow bivas achas. The Tosas Rid doesn't doesn't even allow one to eat all three, because if he does, vadai, and you're asking the Rosh Bor, I'm not sure, okay, but the Tosas Rid says mefurish, right? Im echad ochel shloshtem, then maybe chata shari bebiru ochel chaticha shechelu, right? However, three different people, each one, so the three of us can get together and each one of us have a piece of meat, then there's no issue. So again, that's another sheet. Yeah.
Does he say that it's usher to eat the third, or does he say it's what to eat the third, but you have to make a call to that third?
For one person? No, you're not allowed to do it. No, I don't think you'd be usher.
Just a question here. Does he say that it's usher?
I think yeah, he only says it's mutter for three different people. I don't think so. I don't think you're allowed.
Even though it's mutter for three people, if one person did it, would be high.
That's what he's saying. Yeah, that's what he's saying. Yeah, yeah.
Rabbi, how does he understand the... obviously this isn't a machriya suffix situation, so how does he understand it in terms of the relation to the other two pieces? How does he understand the robe? How's the robe... For the Tosas Rid, how's the robe functioning for the other two that...
Well, again, because he says when you look back,
is he just saying that once you know that you're for sure going to eat it, then the robe is irrelevant, or is he saying?
Well, yeah, the robe can't be matter vadayisr. I guess he doesn't go whatever Reb Chaim's lomdus was. Now explain the Rosh, he doesn't go for that. Okay, in other words, he's saying, because even the Rosh Bor, to take a step back for a second, even according to Rosh Bor, okay, let's go back and I'll answer the same question. Even according to Rosh Bor, he doesn't go for this rubo kukulo thing. Okay, that mamish becomes like it doesn't exist. Okay, you done each thing by itself. Okay, and you look at each one, and you figure out it's not. But Rosh Bor also, Rosh Bor and Tosfos, they don't seem to go for this iser nepach lios heter.
Even if the Rid goes like the Rashba, then what's he looking at when he's looking at that third piece? He's not looking at
because
that.
The end of it. Because he's saying now you have to look back at the whole picture. The whole picture is I vada ate a. You mean if a third person eats it?
No, I mean, when he's looking at that third piece, what's he seeing?
With one guy? With one
eater? One guy. According to the
no, rib. Because he's seeing the third piece, maybe that's what Aaron said. Maybe it would even be mutter for the guy to eat the third piece, but then he's going to have to bring.
He's going to have to bring chattas because Memela.
Because Memela, maybe the first piece is also.
Right.
At the end of the day, he vadai. I mean, it makes certain sense. He vadai ate a non kosher piece. I mean, again, neither the Rosh Bor nor the Rid. They don't go for this nepach, you know, iser nepach lios heter. Okay, again, so we gave an explanation. Reb Chaim, good. Okay, they don't go for it. Okay, the iser is still existing. Okay, the iser is still in existence. What they're saying is there is a way to eat the iser. It's not that the iser becomes mut, the iser still exists. Okay, but based on rov, on the content, called the parish Muruka part. Each piece of the rove is that it's what I don't know if I'm explaining clearly. I think both the Rosh Bor and the Tosfos Rid, they're rejecting this notion of Isser Nepach Leos Heter, you know, and it's a Rubo Kukulo, the way Reb Chaim presented it. Okay, they're not saying that. We're done on each piece, okay, individually, and then we're done on the other piece. And each one, it's a Rubo Di Sakan on each piece. The rove is that this is a kosher piece. Okay, that is the rove. So we're done on each one individually, but it's not that the isser become the isser enter. Okay, the issue still exists, but there's a way not to violate this. Let's put it that way. It comes out that there's a way not to, what's the way not to violate this, sir? Don't eat it together, says the Rashba. Don't eat them together. Then you won't violate this, sir. That's why I think Rashba does not require menachatos. Rashba is saying, don't eat this. Don't. There's a way to not to violate this, sir. Namely, I'll eat them together. So now on each piece, I have a ruba disa one, and this came from the kosher, you know, beside the Tarshkuta. Okay? And you look at each, you know, each, you know, each piece. And in that sense, it's, you know, in that sense, according to them anyway, it's a regular rove. The rove is machria, right? In a certain sense. If you're not eating them together, according to Rashba, the rove is, and you look at each piece individually, and we say the rove right now is machria, that this is, I can eat this. So, you know, the Isser, quote unquote, doesn't disappear, whether the Nepach Leos Hetel, but the Rosh says, with the Lomas of Chaim, fine. Okay. But according to Rashba, it's not that the rove makes the Isser disappear. The rove is machria, that this particular piece is mutter. Right? It's a regular rove, that's machria. Okay. Halech,
machria rove. I find it a little difficult to understand because let's say a person goes to a kosher restaurant and orders a steak and eats a steak, right? Totally mutter because 8 out of 9 might be sure. And then all of a sudden, you know, the chef comes out from the kitchen and says, I'm so sorry, there was a mistake. It turns out this was in the bailiff. Or no, not in the bailiff. It was Taylor.
Yes, right?
If you have this case of Pyrovest, if you have this case of Pyrovest, two of them are mutter, one of them is Taylor, right? And then he eats one after the other after the other. And then somebody comes with Mavara, by the way, he's number two with the Halef, he would also be five Chattas, it would be the same case, right?
You're saying Shem for your Chattas.
Yeah, I'm saying I don't understand why, according to the Rashba, you wouldn't have to bring a Chattas, unless you want to tell me that in order to bring Chattas, you have to know which piece was the other one.
I think that you have to have more of the ideas than suffix. I have to look into that, though. It's a good
point. Yeah, because in Lahore, we can't say that it's because he didn't violate the Aveira, because in other cases where he ate the Heter, for example, he doesn't have the and he's also tied about this. And there,
right, we don't. No, but see, you're right. I that's what I'm saying. I don't think the Rashba is saying the Isser exists, but there's a way, quote unquote, to be matted Isser. The way to be matted.
But how could, but for example, so let's say you have the case of the three, right? And then two of them are mutter, one of them is usher, and then you eat the one after the other, and then a person comes and tells you number two, I knew that number two was the usher one.
So that maybe they were, okay, I got to think about it. Again, Rashba, look it up in the Torah Sabayas. I think Rashba discussed the Chattas. I saw the Chattas by the Tosfos, which you say, in a certain sense, makes more sense, because that's the Tosfos' point. Tosfos is agreeing there's no such thing as Isser Nepach Leos Heter. Okay? You can rely on the Rov, okay, but not when retrospectively you know that you violated an Isser. So but Rashba allows you to eat it one after the other, because in each case he's going to say, yeah, there's an Isser around, the Isser didn't disappear, but the robe is going to be machria, and each piece that this is mutter. Okay, you're right. Let's say you find out about that. I have to look him further into that. Okay, anyway, those are the sheets we're showing. There's one other sheet there that Rashi mentioned is Avodah Zarah, Daf Ayin Dalam and Aleph. Okay. Gemara Avodah Zarah, Tarti Isle. He has a case there of comments, whatever, and he mentions when you have this type of a thing, this bittul, but mashlich echad mehen lanar, get rid of one of the pieces. Pick, don't, he's agreeing you can't eat all three pieces. He doesn't speak about chatasi. You can't eat all three pieces. Get rid of one. Which one? I don't know. But then it kind of like changes the odds in a certain sense, right? You've gotten rid of one piece of meat. So now the odds are even stronger that these two are kosher. That's right. You hear what Rashi says? In other words, you have three pieces. So get rid of one of them. Okay, get rid of one of them. You don't know which one. You have no way of knowing which one is more likely. That they all have the same odds, but it's sort of symbolic, right? Mashli chechad menonar, get rid of one of them, and that one will. And now, in a sort of, you know, like you're changing the odds, right? Because even stronger odds now that these are that the ones are kosher. Okay, so these sheet disappear in the Shulchan Aruch. I just want to point out. We'll get to it, obviously, but in yeah.
Why does that not put you in a worse situation now? Because now you don't have rov of the remaining two. I mean, I'd rather keep all of them. No?
Yeah, but that means when you're going to eat it, but you get rid of one of them, so now the chances are even greater.
And if you want to say getting rid of it doesn't change
at the moment
you didn't do anything. If you want to say that you got rid of it and it's really gone, then you don't have a rope.
Yeah, to go to Ara. The truth of the matter is, let's see what it says in Sora. Look in Siman Kuf Tes, and that's a Siman of Yavish B'Yavish. Like, I think some Rambam start with Kuf Tes when they do it with Taruvas, you know, because the Yavish B'Yavish. Siman Kuf Tes Sif Aleph, the short Siman anyway. 31. Chaticha Sheinu L'Iskabit, regular Chaticha. Shinis Arvu Bacheris Min Bimino Yavish Biyavish. Okay, that's what we're talking about. Min Biyavish Biyavish. The Hainu She'en Nivlana explains what that means. It's not mixed together. But Isser Omeid Ba'atzmo. Elo Shinis Arev Eina Makiro. The Isser stands on its own, but it's mixed with other stuff, so you can't tell which one is also which one's mutter. Again, our case with the clean piece of steak. Okay. Chad Betray Bottle. Okay, we say, right? Achram Lahatos, Chad Betray Bottle. Umutor La'achon Adam Echod. One person can eat all three pieces of meat, but kol achas bifnei atzma, like the Rashbo. But they shall not eat them together. Okay, have a lo yochel shlostam yachad. That's like the Rashbo. It's a side point in Yoredeya. The Mechaber often goes to the Rashbo. You know, in Or Chaim, he goes with Rambam most of the time in Or Chaim. And in Yoredeya, he goes more with the Rashbo. Okay, anyway, so here's he goes to the Rashbo. Now he does say, v'yesh misha oser la'achom adam echad afilo zecher zeh. That's what Tosas read. Okay, there are some who aser one person forever eating it, even bizeh achar zeh. Okay, and the Ramo adds, v'chein yesh l'nog l'chatchila. That's, the Ramo accepted Tosas with l'chatchila. The same person should not eat all three pieces, even bizeh achar zeh. And then he said, v'yesh machmirin, he quotes that Rashi, another Rishonim, v'yesh machmirin l'hashlich echad olitein le'no Yehudi. Right, to throw one of them out, to give it away to a guy, whatever. Okay, but he says, "Eino el chumra ba'almud." That's just a chumra, maybe for your reasons, Moshe. It's a chumra. Okay. Then he writes, "V'chol ze kishins are b'mino." This is talking about b'mino. Avo b'she'eno min, avo shelo b'mino, b'eino makiro. If it's a min b'she'eno ma'enamino, I would do it. Now there's going to be transference of flavor, or shall we say, discernible transference of flavor. Okay, there'll be discernible of flavor. So filu yavish yavish tzarach shishim. Okay, then even Yavish Yavish needs Shishim, and maybe the Raisa. Okay? Bein Chilek B'chol Zeh, Bein Mitzvah, the Raisa, that's a different point. Okay, so that's what it says in the Shulchan Aruch. Good. All right, now, let's look at the next thing, and that's the Adkan with Min Bimino, Yavish B'Yavish. So now we come to Anamimel. Min Bimino, Lach B'Lach. Okay? Min Bimino, Lach B'Lach. Okay? And again, Lach B'Lach, as we explained before, means everything's all mixed together, becomes one unit. Nothing is all made of no, you know, everything gets all inter or whatever. So, now, min ha-Torah, it's also bottle proof. Okay, Rav Hatos, Torah doesn't discriminate. Min ha-Torah, it's also bottle proof. Okay, why? Because since it's min b'mino, there's no tam in the mix here. Okay, there's no tam impacting because it's all min b'mino. All right? So, tam, noticeable, no discernible tam in the Torahs. Okay, but here midrabanan shishim. Midrabanan, you're going to need shishim. Min b'mino lach b'lach. Midrabanan requires shishim. Why? Because the gzera oto min b'she'eno mino. Min b'she'eno mino lach b'lach requires shishim, like we discussed yesterday, right? Certain things require shishim. Min b'she'eno lach b'lach requires shishim. So min b'mino, min b'she'eno mino lach b'lach requires shishim in the Torah. Right, we mentioned yesterday, I think we did, right? Okay, min b'she'eno mino, lach b'lach requires shishim in HaTorah. Okay, so therefore, min yes b'mino lach b'lach requires midrabanan. Otu, min b'she'eno mino, which requires shishim in HaTorah. As a side point, by yavish b'yavish, we said before, yavish b'yavish min b'mino does not require shishim at all. It's bota b'rov entirely. And there we don't say it's exera otu, min b'she'eno mino yavish b'yavish, because even min b'she'eno mino yavish b'yavish is only itself shishim d'rabbanon. So I don't have to extend it to min b'mino. Okay, but anyway, min b'mino lach b'lach, again, min atar is rov, because there's no tam. D'rabbanon requires shishim, gzera otu min b'she'eno mino, which is lach b'lach, requires shishim d'atara. So yavish, you follow what I'm saying? You with me? Min b'she'eno mino yavish b'yavish requires shishim min only d'rabbanon. Therefore, min b'mino yavish b'yavish doesn't require shishim at all. Mashenu came by lach b'lach, so min b'she'eno lach b'lach requires shishim in Torah, so min b'mino lach b'lach requires shishim in d'rabbanan. Okay, let's see. Just explaining, we actually had this a little bit in, I think, in Bosra Cholok. Remember the different types of blood. Remember, I think we once discussed this. Pasuk says in Achrei Mos, devoted to Yom Kippurim. Vayikra Perak Tez Zayin Pasuk Yud Ches. V'yotza mizbech shifna Hashem v'chaper lo v'lokach midam hapar. Remember this? Okay, you take the Kohen Gadol takes the Dam Hapar and the Dam Hasor. This is from the Avodah of Yom Kippurim. Okay, and he sprinkles it on the corners, Achas, 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 etc. Okay, now, the Gemara Menachos, going over to Chav Beis Mabeis, says, Om Yochan, Tzneh Mikreach HaDorshu, it says, V'lokach Midam Hapar, Midam Hasor, Hadavu Yadua, Shedomo Shel Par, Ruba Midomo Shel Sor. A par is a much bigger animal than a sar, and there's a lot more blood in the shechta par than shechta sar. Okay, so the chor, it's all put in one vessel. So obviously, why does it remain dam hapar mi dam hasar? Should be bottled. It's more dam hapar than it is dam hasar in this vessel. So why does the Torah distinguish and call it lakach mi dam hapar mi dam hasar as if each one retains its own identity? Right? That's the question. So the Gemara says, Rabbonin Savri, Mikan la Olin she'ein mevatlin zeze. Olin means a carbon oil. By carbonus, we don't say bittel. Okay, by carbonus, we don't say it. Okay, that's why there's a special din by carbonus. Okay, ordinarily we would, but by carbonus, we don't say it is bittel. Rabbi Huda Savri, Mikan la min bimino eno bottle. Okay, Rabbi Huda says, no, min bimino, blood and blood, it's never bottle. Okay, that's the shit. The machlokas, Rabbi Huda, right? We had this once before. That's the machlokas. Okay? Rabbi Huda, so, Mekan, Laminu, Shem, Bottle. Rabbanan, Tzav, Mekan, Laol, Shem, Vatlan, Zeh, Zeh. The Dilma, Meshul, Minu, Minu, Hu. Why don't they say it's because Minu, Minu? Okay, so he says if they will work out why it lives at a kash a little bit, but that's the shita of the Chachamim versus Rabbi Huda. Chachamim say generally it is, Min, Bimino is bottle. Generally, Min, Bimino is bottle, but not by carbonus. Okay, and Rabbi Huda says, gentlemen, you know, it's not bottle. All right, Rashi, Chav Beis Min Aleph, on the bottom it says 34, Hadovi Yadu, Afilo Haki, Karle Akati, Nami Dam Sawyer, Afal Pishin is Aribo Dam Apar, it retains identity, fine. And, Rashi top in the Chav Beis Min Beis, but Carbonola, Carbonus, Zvachim is different, fine. Now, in Zvachim, Daf Ayin Tesla Min Aleph, is a similar statement to the one the Rabbi made we had yesterday in Chulun. Amar Rabbanan B'taima, Amar Rabbanan B'ruba, Amar Rabbanan B'chazusa. So min b'she'eno mina goes by tam. Min b'mino goes by ro. And hechadika chazusa bar, that has an appearance, you can tell the difference in color, another issue. Okay, now, line, so machlokes chachamim and the Rabbi Huda. Okay, the Gemara says in Chulin, Afkuf Tesla, he said, Rabbi Huda, the Tamei, Dama, Min, Mimino, Boto, Rabbana, Tama, Dama, Mimino, Boto. Now we pass on that question, whether Min, Mimino is Boto or Lo Boto. So Tosis, I'm back in our Sukh in Chulin, Tzadi, Zion, Amidala, 38. Diva Maskel, Omar, Rabbi. Tosis said, the Kamperk, Abu Kalabosar, Posa, Kakunches, Kab Yehuda, the Min, Mimino, Lo Boto. Okay, and as Rayas and so on, Rashi Paskins like a Behuda that Min Bimino is not Bato. Okay, but at the end of Tosas, Rabbi Tam Omer, about 3 lines on the bottom, and Tam Omer, calls and Raya rejects Rashi's Rayas and so on and so forth. He concludes that Min Bimino is Bato, and we learn it out from Zroa B'Shela. I think I mentioned yesterday the Zroa B'Shela, when you cook the Isle of the Nazir, so the Zroa B'Shela has to be taken out. The Zroa B'Shela is, is part of the meat, it's cooked together. So it's going to be also for a regular person to eat. So how come that flavor of the Zorba Shela is not considered to have impacted? That's where we learn Shishim from. Anyway, we learn out that Min Bimino, there is Bittul B'Shishim. Okay, there is Bittul B'Shishim. Okay. But now the question we have is, how is it going to be possible to eat something which is Lach B'Lach? See, by Yavish B'Yavish, okay, by Yavish B'Yavish, so we had a whole Lomdus, we had a Machlokas Rishonim, perhaps Isser Nepach Leos Heter, or perhaps different people can eat it, but none of that is relevant when you have Lach Malach. It's all into one big conglomerate. You can't say like the Rashbo said, oh, we're, by Yovish B'Yovish, Rashbo said what? We're done each piece of meat by itself. But you can't take that if you have a soup You have a big, it can't be done each bite by itself. Each piece, each thing has, you know, has flavor. Okay. Everything's all mixed together. So, because there's definitely Isser in every bite, so to speak. Now, according to the Rush, you could answer same thing. Nepach Isser Leos Heter. Okay. According to the Rush, he could say by Lach Belach, you know, we have Shishim and so on. And based on Shishim, it's Nepach Isser Leos Heter. Good. Okay, so according to the Rush, the Svar can be the same. But according to the Rashba, you know what I'm saying? According to the Rashba, that you don each piece of meat by the Yavish B'Yavish case by itself. Or according to Tosfos, it doesn't go as far as the Rush, the Rashba. Rashba allows one person to eat it, just not together. And the Tosfos Reed says, no, one person should eat three pieces, have different people eat it. Okay, what are you going to say over here? How's the Bittul going to work over here? Okay, I mean, each piece, you can't be don each piece. No one should be allowed to eat it. Okay, again, each spoonful, right? By lach b'lach, you can't don each bite by itself independently, like you can by the different pieces. I mean, you hear the kasha? You hear my question? How does it work? How does the bittul going to work by lach b'lach? In other words, by lach b'lach, there's vaday iser. Okay, there's vaday iser. So what's going on? So you look at 39. Shaul says Ber Yitzchak. That's the Yitzchak Kohanim specter. One of his collection of tshuvas, our yeshiva is named for him, of course. So one of his collection of tshuvas is called Ber Yitzchak. And in the Ber Yitzchak, Chelek Ardei, Simon Yud, okay, he says, he mentions first, the first part, he mentions Yeshlomo, the Torah B'Plutus, we've shown him, that that's the Ardei, Simon Kuftes, I showed you before, back in number one, right, the Machokas Rishonim, that we saw. Rabbi Yovish Rosh about to roll. Different sheet that we mentioned before. How's it going to work here? Second paragraph. Okay. Again, if you hold Isser Nepach Leos Heter, which he said, Tos said as a Shema, but okay, he's assuming that Tos agrees with the Rosh, that Isser Nepach Leos Heter, okay, and therefore, Habi Kamanda Lesa, like we explained with Reb Chaim. Okay, so he mentions that, that's fine. But if you hold that it's look at each piece and the rove, so to speak, is mevarer, you know, it's machriya the suffix, like you said before. But iser, no, but the iser is still there. Okay, that's the rush, but the iser is still there. It didn't disappear. We don't say nepach iser leos heter. It's still there. It's just we're done each piece individual, explained before. So how's it going to work over here? Okay. So he brings up in the last paragraph, we're going to say, quotes a Rambam, and of all places, Hilchos Avos HaTumah. Okay? And he mentioned, we'll see what he says in a moment, but he says, the Rambam says, Nevela Shenis'ar, look at the third paragraph. We'll come back to the Rambam. Okay? But the Rabbi Yitzchak is going to bring a raya from a Rambam, and he's going to apply it over here. You hear the kasha, right? I mean, how do you, according to the Rosh, and maybe according to Tosus, if he agrees like that. So we understand, it's all good, because it's and nepach is heter. So here it'll work here also. Okay, nepach leos heter will work by lach b'lach also. It's only the lach b'lach will require midaraisa. It'll be rove and midaraban will require shishim gzera auto. Fine, but principally it works the same way. Right, are you guys with me? You got it. Principally, it works the same way. That's so the Rosh will say nepach is leos heter finished. It'll work by lach b'lach also. Midaraban will require shishim. Fine. But according to the Rashba and the others, like the way the presents it, he says, "Abalasovrim that tamu mitzad rov hamavarer, but iser be'en be'ena right the be'ena the iser exists still, you know, just differently, but you can't say it by lach b'lach." So he says like this, in the third paragraph towards the end. We'll come back to the Rambam where he brings the Rambam in a second. But nevela shenisar b'shuta, okay, I'm sorry, that's part of the Rambam. He says at the end. We'll come back. Lefize yesh lomar the afas sovrim the bittul rove eno nepach isolios heter. That's eno the torvus yavish. Abot torvus lach modu the havi keman the lesa the nepach isol leheter. He says by lach the way I think he's saying it though. We'll see. Don't have to read it that way. But the way he's saying it is, guess what? By lach the lach everyone's gonna. The nepach iser leos heter. See the words? Abba b'tarovis lach, at the end of the part I printed here in 39. Abba b'tarovis lach, modi the havi command delays. It's like this had disappeared. Okay? So the Yitzchak Chonin is suggesting that even the Rashba, the other Rishonim, who don't say it, Yavish B'Yavish, when the Isser is there staring in the face, it's one piece of nine, you have three pieces of steak on the table, and one you know for sure came from a forbidden, you know, from Sela, okay? And it's also, there you can't say, you know, Nepach Isser L'Seta, but it all mixes in one thing, so then the Isser disappears. Okay, that's what Yitzchak Chonin says in that case. And what's he referring to in the Rambam? So again, we don't need all the details, but basically the sugya there is as follows. Hilchos Shara was a tumah perak aleph halacha tes zayin. Okay, it says behema sheshofa chararas dam, an animal that gave, you know, ejected, like gave birth, it was like a miscarriage, a clump of blood, right? Some clump of blood came out. Afal pishneir on bechora. There's not going to be no din of bechor now because the animal gave birth to something, okay? But ena metame lo b'maga v'lo b'masa, okay? But that creature, whatever that clump of blood that came out, is not considered a living creature either for the purpose of tumah maga or tumah masa. Ad sheyesh bo tznefel, okay? Unless it has the physical characteristics of some sort of a, you know, of an infant, as it were, okay? Levisha b'teila b'rov ayotzima, because it came out with so much other blood, it's butt on the other blood. That's a different issue. Okay, now, halachiyud nevela shenis arba b'shkuta. Okay, nevela and the shkuta animal. B'teila imrov min hashkuta. You have a bunch of animals on a truck or whatever it is. Okay, so mostly shkutas and the one nevela, whatever. Rov is min hashkuta. B'teila min hashkuta ve'ein hakol metame b'maga. Okay, if I touch one, I don't know which one I touched. If I touched any one of them, there's going to be no tumas maga. Why? Because of the rove of the animals in this wagon or whatever they are. Okay, are behema they're shchutas, and there's no tumas maga. Avalim nosa hakol, but if I carried or moved the whole wagon, then nitma she efshe shchutas tachsin nevela, but nevela efshe. This bittle, there's going to be no maga. Okay, what he's saying is we know maga, because by maga, it's like when you have all three pieces, like yavish be yavish. Okay, yavish maga is which piece I touch, so I can be down on any one of the three pieces that I touch. Any one of the three pieces that's the kosher. Same thing when you have a pile of animals. Okay, most of them are shkuta, are not nevela. But what is nevela? I touched, so I love dafka, touched the nevela, so therefore we go by the row. But when it comes to masa, I'm quote-unquote moving them all together, so I definitely moved the nevela also, so there is going to be tumas masa. Okay? That's like lach belach. It's all mixed together, so to speak. It's one big thing. I moved the whole big wagon, so I also moved the animal which was a nevela. Okay, the only thing is, so why in the previous halacha, halacha tes zayin, did the Rambam say, there we're going to say, when the blood came out, it's ena metam lo b'maga v'lo b'masa. That's a stira. I'm giving the background of what Yitzchak Chonin is talking about. We don't need to know all these details of the dam. You hear the parallel? The parallel of maga touching one of the animals, okay, the parallel is, that it's like the three pieces of meat. Each piece that I touch, I'll be done separately. So we're going to say that I didn't touch the nevela. So there's no tumas maga. When I move them all together, that's like belach, because it's all one big conglomerate. I moved them all, right? It's including the nevela. So it's going to be tumas masa. You follow? So now, the only question is, that's what the Rishon Chonin is driving at, but in the previous halacha, that was an halacha yudzayin. But tezayin, the Rambam says, when the blood, so we say that the dam is considered like the dam of the robe of the dam, which is not the tummy, right? And it says lo maga velo b'masa. Why not? So if you move the dam, so you also move the dam of this fetus, right? So why is there a distinction? So evidently, this is what Rabbi Solomon suggests. There's a difference between lach b'lach and yavish b'yavish. Okay, halacha yudzan. That's talking about animals, right? That's yavish b'yavish. They're not mixed together. They're a wagon full of animals. So if I touch one, there's only maga, not going to be too much maga because I loved off because I touched the odds are that I didn't touch the nevela. But I moved the whole thing. So then I moved the nevela as well. So it's going to be too much masa. Okay. But Masheno Kane with the blood case, that's lach belach. Okay. And by lach belach, apparently there's neither too much maga nor too much masa. That by lach belach, we say what? The iser disappeared. The iser disappeared. Okay, we don't say that by Yavish Rabbish. So it comes, it's a Chanan. You're Islamdis now. You're Islamdis. Comes, it's a Chanan and says, oh. So there's a difference between Yavish B'Yavish and Lach B'Lach by our case as well. By the case of, you know, Tatarovas as well. Says the, let's take a look quickly. In other words, even if each individual piece, you know, is a Suffolk, there's no Tumas Maga, okay, but there's yes Tumas Masa because it's definitely there. Okay, so if you carry or move the thing, you carry them all together, so it is going to be Tumas Masa. Okay, just like this, according to Tosh, was an issur for to eat it, you know, together. All right, but that's only by Yavish B'Yavish, but Malach Malach. So Yitzchak Chana's Lomdus is the following. He says that you see that even according to the Tosus read the Rashba, that by Yavish B'Yavish, we do not say Nepach Issur Lios Heter, right? And that's why, for example, the Alacha Yud Zayin here in Achusamas Tumah Perak Aleph. Okay, Alacha Yud Zayin. The Rambam says it is going to be Tumas Masa. We don't say that the Nevela disappeared. We don't say that. Okay, that the Nevela disappeared because we don't say Nepach Isilios Heter in this pile of animals. We don't say Nepach Isilios Heter. The Rambam says it's still going to be Tumas Masa. But in Alacha Tez Zayin, when it was down, when it was Lach Belach, the Rambam did say that the Isir disappeared. Right, that's the Rambam's lashon, right? The blood of this fetus, whatever this malformed the thing was, is butel in the root of the dam that came out with it. Yeah. So according to the Rambam, lach belach will say even though by yavish b'yavish we don't say nepach isulos heter, but we'll say this will disappear in lach belach. That's the lumdus of Yitzchak Chana, and then he applies it to us and says that therefore, according to the Rashba, according to Tosas Rid. Okay, who reject the Rosh's concept of Nepach Isalios Heter, but they'll admit by Lach Belach that it does work. That's the barrier. I know you've also put the points of Kesef Mishnah, okay? Kesef Mishnah on that Rambam, Parak Aleph, Aleph Yud Zayin, Mudivir Abayin, Shekosav, Eina Koma Tamim Aga, Masha Filu Nog Chol Azeisim B'Yachad Tor. Okay, even if you touched all the animals, okay, it's still going to be Tor. Okay, now small my stomach masa. Why is it a masa? Because of recorkers, he says. Because like when it comes to yovin, he says, "Shatam shekevin shatuma yaden negiyas psar betuma bechol zayis with the atzmo chash kol negiya beapay nafshi he kol negiya mechulakas ilavada each thing you touch is separate. Okay, so therefore you never know that you touch, so to speak, the nevela. So each one is looked at individually, and therefore ain mok mechalik. Okay, but when it comes to masa, it's the different, and that's what the Mishnah applies to our case here. Okay, so that's the lumdus of Yitzchak Chana explaining why when it comes to lach belach, we're going to have this different. Perhaps there everybody will agree that it's okay. In other words, according to summarize, we'll finish up just a few moments. Okay. The Rambam, what the Kesef Mishnah is suggesting basically, is the Rambam is going to come out like the Rashba, okay? That, you know, we're mechalek, yeah. And each piece will say it is a suffix. So we're going to be makel, the Rambam is makel by touching the animal. That each thing you touch will say maybe that's not the nevela. Same thing the Rashba says, each piece of meat that you eat, maybe that's not the nevela, you can eat it, okay? But you don't eat these separately. But Ras Achas, Rashba said no. Okay, so that's like the case of Tumas Maso. Okay, that's the lumdus of Yitzchak Chana. Okay, bottom line again, by Yovish B'Yovish, each thing is considered separate. Balach Balach, the Isser loses its status. Now, is it the same thing as Nepach Isser Lios Heter? I mean, Yitzchak Chana does use that language. You don't have what I wanted to say before. You don't have to come on to that. You don't have to say that it Mamish Nepach Leo's head there, but it loses its status, okay? Because it dissipates into the whole mixture, so it loses its physical identity, so to speak. It loses its you know, independent identity. By Yovish B'Yovish, it never loses its identity. By Yovish B'Yovish, basically, it's a halachic bitul, if you will. Okay? Whereas by Lach B'Lach, it's more of a physical bitul. All right? So that's, you know, that's what perhaps it comes out. Again, the Rosh, that's discussed by some of the Rosh, I printed in 42, the Rosh and the Chulin, Parag Zayin, Chulin, that's what he says, Nepach Yisrael Yos Heter, Umur Tolocha Afil Kulin Kachas, he says like that. Okay? All right. I printed the Dibre Chamudas, it's late. Dibre Chamudas on that Rosh, Oz Kuf Ayin Beis. Okay? And he quotes the Rashba and he summarizes. All right. Anyway, one could argue, bottom line, that, and we'll just finish up in just a moment, that by Lach, by Tarovas of Lach Belach, it's not that the Issa becomes the Heter. Even though Bissan lose that language, you could argue that it's not that the Issa becomes Heter. Okay? But it disappears. It disappears. Look carefully at his words. He writes, this disappears. It loses its independent status. Okay, it loses its physical identity. Okay, once it loses its physical identity, because it dissipates the whole thing, so then Mamela loses halachic identity. All right. So now the only question left to discuss, since we'll finish up. All right. What we hear the chilek between lach b'lach and yavish yavish. You hear this chilek by lach b'lach. It's mutter because. Even if you hold by Yavish B'Yavish, one person can't eat it, and we don each piece separately, you can't say that by Lach, that's by Yavish B'Yavish, you can't say that by Lach B'Lach. So how does Bittul work by Lach B'Lach? Lach B'Lach, it does lose its identity. And again, you want to say Issa Nepach Heter, maybe that's what Chana implies, and maybe that's what the Rambam is getting at, but even if you don't go that far as to say Nepach Issa L'Yos Heter, but you can say that it loses its physical identity, it loses its independence. Once it loses independent status, so then it loses its halachic status as well. Then the only question left is, so what accomplished that? Does Rove accomplish that? Okay, or the Nid Shishim? All right, to just finish up, kind of the, you know, if you look at the, well, I printed in 44 in front of the Shulchan Aruch, in the beginning here, in Tzadik Ches, says, you know, if you have a mixture of Min B'Mino, all right, so I just want to get to the Taz and Kotten Gimel. We'll get to that. He brings up the issue of Kfela. Okay, and digresses regarding Kfela. So, all right, we'll get back to that later. Okay, all right. Just to summarize, look at the Dalet 46, the Sefer Truma Hilchos Heter Siman Nun. Okay, Hilchos im nisar of Issa beheter b'min b'mino b'tol b'rov b'davar yavesh shafil b'gabanan. That's a good summary here. The Minat Torah. Kol min b'mino b'tol b'rov, bein davar yavesh, bein davar lach. Okay, all min b'mino is b'tol b'rov. Okay, and by yavesh b'yavesh, it remains that din even the abanan. But by min b'shem by davar lach, we say that the gzera otu. Okay, the gzera otu min b'shein amino. We don't say that by yavesh b'yavesh. Look at the last three lines. Skip down to the last three lines of 46. Abo min b'shein amino tzark shishem bet afilu davar yavesh. Dim yavashim yachad yam shlisu nikar. I'm sorry. He passed to require shishim, but others disagree with that. All right. But that bottom line, Rabbi Osai, let's just summarize everything else. One last chakira. Okay. Just a moment. I made a mistake before. Yeah, that's not the Taz. I'm sorry. Look back. I'm sorry. I mixed up two different things. Look back at the Taz and see what. Okay. Nitzar b'mino. Askana b'poskim. That was important. I was mixed up with the Beis Yosef, which we'll second. The Beis Yosef talks about Kfela, which we'll get to later. Go back to 45. I'm sorry, I know I skipped something. Taz and Simon Tzadik, give me 5 more minutes. Taz and Tzadik has to cut and give them. In the Arav Min B'Mino, Maskana b'poskim. The Min Shin is Arav B'Mino, Min HaTorah Boto B'Rov B'Alma. Shenema Achram Lahatos. Eladra Bonan Itzichu B'Shishim. That's an important point. By min b'mino, there's never a requirement in a Torah of shishim. Okay, by min b'mino, there's never a requirement in a Torah of shishim. Okay, it's batal b'rov. But b'lach b'lach, we require shishim drabanan. By yavish b'shat z'machlokas, and we assume even drabanan, you don't need it. Okay, but by min b'ino, then you need tzarach shishim min haTorah. Okay, but, okay. So I just wanted to show that. All right, Sefer Truma we saw, but just to summarize, you know, get everything straight after all this. So again, min bimino, let's start with min b'sheino mino lach b'lach. So that is, the iser transmits flavor. It's min b'sheino mino. It's lach b'lach. That us is a tarobus, and we require the shemino transmits of flavor. Namely, you need shishim, and that's mina Torah. Right? I'm just summarizing now, getting down clear, straight. I'll get it straight, but we'll present it clearly. Okay, so again, one last chakira. Okay, again, min b'she'en omino lach b'lach. The iser means transfers discernible flavor to the tarovis. Okay, and therefore we require that there should be no flavor, and that requires shisha min ha-Torah. Min b'she'en omino yavish b'yavish. Min ha-Torah it's bota b'ro. Okay, min b'she'en omino yavish b'yavish is bota b'ro. But with Rabbanon, you require shishim. That's what this Tshuva says, because you may cook it and so on, the transference of flavor. Okay. But if you have shishim mutter, fine. What about min be'eno mino, lach belach? Min b'she'eno mino, lach belach, requires shishim in a Torah. Min b'she'eno mino. Min b'she'eno mino, yavish b'yavish, min a Torah is batel b'rov. We require shishim, again, shem yavashel. And, min b'mino lach b'lach, okay, min b'mino lach b'lach is really midoraisel b'ta b'rov, but midrabanan requires shishim gzera otu, and min b'mino yavish b'yavish is b'ta, you don't even need shishim, even drabanan, that's what we assume. Okay, that's what comes out from the Sefer Truma. Okay, according to Tur, who talks about Timas Krela, he digresses to Krela. We'll get back to Krela Bez Hashem the next year. I just want to end off with one Chakira that Rav Soloveitchik presented. And really trying to understand the din, in general Chakira, by Bitul B'Shishim, by Lach B'Lach, which we said, Min B'She'en Omino. Min B'She'en Omino, this transcendence of labor, requires Shishim, right? What's the nature of that requirement? What's the nature of that requirement? Do we say that also by lach belach, okay? Really, the iser is batal berov heter, okay? However, as long as there's tam, like we discussed yesterday, then the iser is noticeable, discernible, okay? And therefore, it's because of the tam kiker, right? In other words, in principle, we could argue that even by lach belach, all right, that the guf iser is batal in rov heter. Let's say nepach is those heter, or it's kemandalei sedami, but you can't say it's kemandalei sedami, or that it's nepach iselos heter when you can notice the flavor. Right? There's tam kiker, you notice the flavor. Okay? And they're still there. Therefore, you have to get rid of the tam, and that's why you need shishim. Or do we say no? By min b'eino mino, the iser is not batal berov. Balach balach. By min be'en omino, the iser is not batal berov. Because since there is flavor, a regular rov is not enough. And that's why you need shishim. Do you need shishim because shishim has to get rid of the flavor? That's the ikker? Or do we say no? Once there is flavor, then min be'en omino, okay, it requires a greater iser than two, a greater bittel than 2-1. Moshe Ramah Davidome, again, going back to Din and Fushes, okay? 12-11 doesn't work, even though it's a rove. Right? You have a 23-man bezin, they can't pick 12-11. It has to be, we add Modana, whatever it is, we have required 13-10. You need a bigger rove, okay? So it could be that by min b'she'en omino lach b'lach, the iser is in bottle. But the first side of the chakira is what that really no by lach belach also the iser is bottle berov heter. But there's a problem of tam, so therefore you need shishim to get rid of the problem of tam. Is that shishim? Or do we say no? It's not the tam. Again, tam is important, but once there's tam, tam teaches you that a regular bittel doesn't work. And you need the next best bittel. Now, so why is the next best bittel after all after shishim? Okay, that's what it is. What's an afkamina? Chakira, like we would say, there's no such thing as a chakira afkamina. Okay, an afkamina will be what if, and we touched upon this yesterday. What if it's a type of mixture where the tam taken care of with less than shishim? The tam is a, it's, you know, remember we talked like this, sharper stuff and blander food. What if the tam is taken care of with less than sheep, no more tam? Okay. So then you could argue if the first tam, the chakira, really the gufa, isser, is bottle, robe, heter. The only thing is the tam, so the tam can be discerned. Therefore, you have to get rid of the tam. Good. So if I get rid of the tam in 30 to 1, good enough. Good enough. But if you hold that, no, the present tam generates a new din that you need a bigger rove. The Chazal recommended the next biggest rove after after 2 to 1 is 60 to 1. So it's got to upgrade to the next bittel. So I don't care whether you got rid of tam or not. Got rid of tam unless good for you. But you still need a bigger rove. Okay? Like by din in the fudge, you need a rove of 13 to 10. You need a three-man rove. You know, a three-man majority. Why do you need? Okay? So even though conceptually you could say, what do you mean? You have a majority. It's not enough. You need, again, like we have a, what we call a super majority. Right? Certain things in American government, they can, in the Senate, it can't be 51 to 59. That's the whole tunnel now. Right? You need 60 for certain things, right? The override of veto, you need more. Whatever it is, you know, it's for different things, need more. You hear the chakira. So that's play a role in determining whether if I can get rid of the tam with less, a lesser. So if the whole reason is tam, so good. Chad betray won't be bottled because it's a flavor impact. If I can get rid of the flavor with something less, good, good. So I don't need shishim. What are you saying? No, shishim is the next highest rove. Okay. The next, I'm not, the next best rove. And you need a stronger rove when there was tam present. Either now there isn't tam, it doesn't matter. Okay. The next highest bittul is what's necessary. So we'll have to talk about the different time. That's the chakir and the rav said. Anyway, that concludes. These are all introductory points. I hope we got it straight now, all the different cases of lach b'lach b'tul, yavish b'yavish, b'mino me'ish, and amino. Go over it again, get it straight, and be able to go back there. Okay? Okay, we'll stop here.